Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 18th of July, and here in Auroville, mostly cloudy morning on 29 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect cloudy with a couple of showers and thunderstorms, and considerable clouds with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm over the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 27 to high of 36, with heating lows on 39 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 5 km per hour with occasional gusts on 13 km per hour. Chance on thunderstorm on 60% and with possible precipitation of 0.27 inches. Humidity is on 63%. Moon is waxing gibbous, visible on 96%, and tomorrow, 19th of July, it will be full in Capricorn. Full moon in July requires unorthodox and original approaches to addressing personal challenges. Social inclusion can be found through trying to improve the world or through political activism. And this morning we have already a second batch of future school students with us, and they are sharing some thoughts. Good morning, Hannah, Keelan and Greg, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
Greg, why did you decide to participate at the radio for the community service week?
Because I just wanted to try out new things and see how things work in Auroville.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I would go to the radio site and see people recording stuff. So I don't know, I just wanted to try out how things work here and
cool.
What you do here. And
so you do listen sometimes to the radio?
Not very often, but sometimes I just go and see.
Which parts do you prefer to listen?
The songs.
The songs?
Yeah, the songs.
What about the interviews, no?
Not really.
I'm sure you're not interested in general meetings, right? What about you, Kenan? What was your main motive to choose radio?
Well, actually, I never went on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really new for me, and I really wanted to see how it worked here.
Mm.
What mostly interested me was how the mixing table worked.
Mm.
And yeah, I want to learn how to use it.
You want to learn how to use the mixing desk? Okay, so you are really into sound engineering, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah, I really, like, since I'm small, I wanted to learn how to...
Your parents are musicians, so you were working around those things, no? Those
I mean, my dad and my aunt are, but not my mom.
Mm. But it goes in a family, no?
Yeah, pretty much.
So did you ever try to work one of them?
No.
No, not yet.
No.
What about you, Anna?
I'm not sure. It's just like from the list of things, it seemed interesting, and I'm interested in the what happens around,
because
I've done it before. I just wanted to do it again.
You want to continue?
Yeah.
Nice. Keelan, you are Orville kid, right? Born and bred here. What are you planning to do after future school? What options do you have, or what you would like to do?
Actually, right now I'm really not clear. Like, I don't know what I want to do after.
Mm.
But yeah, I wanted to be sure that I could have all the possibilities. And yeah, and have my levels.
But otherwise, you're happy in Auroville or not?
Yeah, I'm really happy.
Are you bored?
No, I really like it here.
Mm. What about you, Greg? What is your plan?
I don't know, I have some plans to do, but I'm really not sure yet. But, you know, I joined Future School to do the exam so that I have the most possibilities possible to do whatever.
So that you have open doors, yeah?
Yeah, to do whatever I want to do in the coming future.
Mm. You have an experience also of schooling of outside, right?
What? Yeah, but it was like an elementary school.
Yes.
So it's not really like...
No, but you can compare.
Yeah, I can compare.
What is the difference, the main major difference?
For example, in Europe, here you get to do a lot of sports, you're free and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
While in Europe, you only get usually 1 hour or 2 hours per week of sports. And... I'm not saying it's bad, you learn a lot, it's a much different environment. And what I really don't like in Europe schools is that, first of all, the school lasts longer, like much longer, and you have to stay seated in your desk for like basically the whole time, and it's just, sometimes it gets really boring.
But
and here, like, it's more of an open space.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to do what you want to do. It's more free. And I'm not saying free is bad, because sometimes it's good to be strict. Sometimes it's just good to let the kids
do grow on their own.
Yeah.
You wanted to comment on something, you know?
No, I want to ask him, like, also in the classes, there's way more people, no, in a class?
No, not necessarily. Only in some schools. In some schools, it's really crowded, obviously. But, for example, in my class, there were only, like, 15 people.
Oh, okay. Because I heard, like, the teacher, then when you're having trouble, you can't really ask the teacher for help. Because there's
really
so many people.
And I don't know.
It really depends on the...
I haven't been to many different schools, so I can't really tell. But in the school where I was studying, there weren't that many people.
But I'm sure that in India, their class is 35 and over, right? Because
yeah.
It's off population, yeah? What about you, Hannah?
What is the question?
You think you have enough opportunity for you to live in Oroville and work in Oroville, or what you would like to do after future school? Do you have any idea already?
Well, I'm interested in animals, and I like helping and taking care of. So, I mean, I feel like I want to be a vet.
Mm.
So, yeah.
You're pretty clear what you want and where you want to go.
Yeah.
Cool. You also have a little bit of experience from outside and inside. What is the major difference between outside schooling and inside in Oroville, integral education?
Well, I mean, like Kielan said, there you have more people in one class.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, from the schools I've been in Oroville, and my class are like, what, 8-5 people around?
Mm-hmm.
And there were like 21 people in one class, so it made a difference also. And the teacher could also help, like, with the one that has less kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like they don't help with the ones that have more kids. So it's, I mean, I don't know. And also, yeah, I guess it's more, I wouldn't say proper, but it's more, we're doing this, we're doing that.
More structured?
Yeah, more structured. It's, I don't know.
With the exact curriculum? Sure, no?
Yeah.
You know exactly what you're going to learn until December and until March.
Yeah.
Or what you're supposed to learn. So, okay, you three, you're going to be doing the community service with us. I wish you all the luck. Enjoy. Have fun.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Otherwise, there are not special cultural events scheduled for this week, except University of Human Unity, Being and Consciousness, with Bhakti Yoga and the Divine Adoration, Music, Words and Dance by Dr. Sedar Kumar at Unity Pavilion on Saturday, between 10 to 11:30. And this Saturday, July 23rd, he will present The Mundane and the Sacred Are the Different Levels of Consciousness. Dr. Sadev Kumar present his lecture and seminar series based on his forthcoming book 7000 Million Degrees of Freedom, and those are on the nature and mystery of consciousness, with special reference to the Bhakti movement and in the context of studies and research in evolutionary psychology, quantum physics, neurobiology, and new explorations in music. The 4th Oroville Singing Festival 2016, subtitled Unplugged, will probably take place on Saturday, the 8th of October, at the Unity Pavilion. It will be more simple and modest, and it will last only one evening. So they propose that participants perform alone or in small group songs with a simple accompaniment or a cappella to reduce the load of technical installation. The team is also reserved the right to decline accepting songs which are not sufficiently in the Oroville spirit. Application forms can be obtained by email from avsingingfestival@oroville.org. And the deadline for submitting application is 14th of August. 1970 to 1972, reunion to those who stepped into the Oroville experiment as kids of our sweet mother during that period, from Kuala Palam. They will be glad to meet you at Bharat News on 23rd of July, Saturday afternoon, between 3:30 to 4:30 for a get-together. Light and fire spinning classes. The well-loved art and game of fire spinning is opening doors again for beginners from 10 years onward. Anyone is welcome, and classes are going on Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5 to 6 p.m. at the Ashakti. More contributions are asked for the classes, but any donations toward the material and the activity is most welcome on financial account 0595. I'm from the pretty new unit, Earth Weavers, coming an invitation to learn traditional arches and shell construction. They are designing a research center in Norway located near Pony Farm. Earth Weavers has been doing flat arch research for more than 2 years now, and an early prototype testing can be seen at YouTube. At present, they are making a building for the design research center where architecture, design development, material and structural research can be carried out. The construction of this building used the traditional techniques of arches and shells with materials such as lime and country bricks in a contemporary way. So they're asking all the volunteers, interns, architects, designers and researchers to come and learn by doing on the site the deployment of these traditional techniques and materials for a modern building construction. Site working hours are from 9 to 4:30 p.m. and minimum commitment of 2 hours per day is recommended. You can call them on 262-2058 or 944-2066-836. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen the collaboration of nature where Richard Pearson's Wonders in the Oral Community, Transformation and it's speaking about the healing power of plants and conscious interaction with plants. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Indian thriller Traffic, made in India in 2016 by director Rajesh Pillai. Tomorrow we will see Italian drama War, January Will Bloom Again. And on Wednesday, interesting documentary Pandora's Promise. From the Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, whoever sincerely enters the paths of works must leave behind him the stage in which need and desire are the first law of our acts. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oralradio.org.